We're on a road trip this summer with our series called Honey, Stop the Car. You're making your way through a small town or maybe the center of a village. Something catches your eye and you just have to pull over. Well, today, a stop along Maryland's eastern shore. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin explains why it took so long for one town to honor a local legend.
Right at the center of Sudlersville, Maryland, is a bronze statue of Jimmy Fox, bat in hand. The Hall of Famer was one of baseball's greatest sluggers, who faced off with Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. In the 1930s, he was MVP three times. Today in Sudlersville, he's a hero. But for years, he was ignored, even shunned. That was tough for Gil Dunn, one of Jimmy Fox's biggest fans. Now 93, he moved to the Eastern Shore in the 60s and was thrilled to be near the hometown of his boyhood hero.
I couldn't wait to get down there to see some of the effects of Jimmy Fox. And when I got down there, nobody had a good word to say about him.
That's because after Fox's peak in the 30s, he bottomed out. He lost a lot of money, began to drink, had health problems, got divorced. He retired from baseball in 1945 and drifted from job to job, including one season as manager of the Fort Wayne Daisies of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. Remember Tom Hanks in the movie A League of Their Own?
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying! There's no crying in baseball!
That character, Jimmy Dugan, was partly based on Jimmy Fox. Over the years, Fox would visit Sudlersville, but by the 60s, folks there didn't want anything to do with him. Once he couldn't even get a check cashed. None of that deterred Fox's number one fan, Gil Dunn. Dunn started a display of Fox memorabilia in his drugstore on nearby Kent Island. He wrote letters to Fox about it, even spoke to him on the phone.
And one day I look up in the drugstore. There's a person named Jimmy Fox standing there.
Fox had driven up from Florida with a trunk full of bats, uniforms, MVP plaques. He said no one else seemed interested and gave it all to Dunn for free. It was in keeping with Fox's reputation as a man with a big heart.
He was very kind to me. He was a very kind person.
Fox died in 1967, but it wasn't until decades later that people here in Sudlersville began to remember what good Fox had done for the town.
He never forgot where he came from.
Loretta Walls, a distant cousin of Fox, says that during his prime, he would bring famous teammates to his hometown for benefit games.
That was a big time, I would say, for Sudlersville.
Sudlersville put up his statue in 1997. It shows the famously powerful slugger nicknamed the Beast hitting the ball.
He was quite a muscular fella.
Once a Yankee pitcher said of Fox, he has muscles in his hair. Today, Sudlersville has even started a museum in honor of Jimmy Fox. It's a welcome home that was a long time coming. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
And you can follow our entire summer road trip, Honey, Stop the Car, by stopping at our website, npr.org.